When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Here I am, guys, bringing up the rear, the last of your Serie A Chronicles correspondence to report this week on an Italian team losing in Europe. Amazing work by me. In a week when, on a night, sorry, when only one Italian team lost, to find that team and be at that game, completing the trio for us after both Italian clubs playing in the Champions League this week lost on Tuesday and Wednesday night, as you've heard about in previous voice notes. Of course, this is a very different context. Roma lost the leg away to Brighton, but they'd won 4-0 in the home leg. So it was never really a night when it felt like that was in jeopardy. Really fun experience. I've lived in Brighton now for, gosh, I'm not even sure if it's 6 years, 7 years. I can't do maths in my head. But I had not got to go and watch any of their European games on this adventure they've been on with Roberto De Zerbi. So it was always going to be a treat to get to go down there to the Amex Stadium and just see them playing in Europe. Even more of a treat that it was for a game against Roma. Really sort of fun experience right from the top. I was on the train to the stadium with lots of Brighton fans, as you'd expect. And there was a lot of "we're going to win 5-0 chance, some Forza Lazio chance. There was chance of just like Brighton, your city is blue, which I guess is leaning into that same teasing support of Lazio. I think this reflects the fan base, which certainly came into this competition without great expectations. Even though Brighton have played some great football, it's not, again, a team in a city that expects to be in the latter stages of these competitions. It's all new for most of these fans to get to go on these trips to places like Amsterdam, Marseille, as they have this season, and Rome. And so there was a lot of enjoyment in it. But then you got to the ground, and I have to say, and actually before I get into this, there was a brilliant banner, which I missed inside the stadium. I was a little bit late getting up to my seat, actually. Made it up there by kickoff, but was cutting a bit finer than I meant to. But there was a banner that I saw shared on social media, because as lots of you will have seen in Rome, there was a crude message from Roma supporters about the Queen and her bedroom habits. A little bit, I don't know, I mean, everyone's welcome to make fun of the Queen, but maybe a little bit sexist it felt. But anyway, the comeback from Brighton fans tonight doing a banner in Italian. I haven't got it in front of me, but I think the way they'd worded it was "Totti adora l'ananas sulla pizza." So Totti adores pineapple on pizza, which I thought was a very humorous and like well-aimed funny without crossing the wrong kind of lines jab back. I enjoyed it a lot and felt very proud to be a Brightonian, as that is where I live now. It's a city with good humour. It was an interesting experience, and to go on from that, I have to say, for a team 4-0 down in the tie, it was a really good atmosphere in the stadium. It was absolutely full to the rafters. Again, with those chants of we're going to win 5-0, you can't tell. There's a bit of joking and maybe perhaps a little bit of wishful thinking that it won't turn out to be a joke. But there was certainly, through the first half, it felt like a real tension, a real desire to see their team push on and test Roma. And Danny Welbeck's goal, when it arrived in the 37th minute, there was a moment where it felt like maybe this would open things up in the tie. Roma came with a pretty clear plan to not overexert themselves and to try to just play out the time and not risk anything. I think the fact that you had Dybala, El Shaarawy, Paredes on the bench meant that those tools were there waiting for you, but spoke to the fact that perhaps that 4-0 lead was perceived as a pretty comfortable one. It did feel like the first half hour of the game, they were very much looking to just kill time and not push things. I thought the referee did a pretty good job, Felix Zweier, of showing some cars to stop from time wasting, actually. But Roma were doing a good job of just playing out the string, it felt like, until Welbeck scored that goal and just gave Brighton that little bit of hope. I think what I would say is, well, Roma were doing a reasonable job of killing time. You definitely felt the absence of those players up front. They were looking to draw Brighton on. And of course, it's a pretty obvious trap to try and set to a De Zerbi team to invite them on and then look for options on the counter. And Tommaso Baldanzi, I know Patrick's a fan and I hope to see good things for him going forward. But it wasn't a particularly impressive performance for him. I thought that he was looked for a few times to be that outlet and wasn't very successful with it. Spinazzola was the one out of everyone I felt like on the other side who was at least doing some work. And there was, actually I should say it as well, 0-0. A goal that looked like a perfectly good goal to me, to be honest with you, from Azmoun. It didn't particularly feel like it was one of those inevitable goals. It was one of those moments when Roma had got forward and you know, a goal happens rather than the inevitable byproduct of the way the game is going. But it was a really nicely taken overhead kick and one of those classic disallowed for high boot goals that I find very frustrating. I find the high boot rule in general very frustrating because I feel like it's only applied when a defender lowers their head towards the boot. So it's often less about how high the boot is and more about how low the defender's head is. Having said that, I could see a one replay on a tiny monitor in the press seats. I didn't get a great second look at it. And I'm giving you this voice note without having watched the highlights or anything like that. So all my impressions just based on what I saw in the stadium. But yeah, Welbeck's goal, brilliant. Brighton in the second half certainly threw everything they had at Roma. I thought they were sort of impressive to a point. Definitely Ansu Fati came in, had his chance. There were a few chances in that second half, but it never felt to me like any of them were really brilliant chances. Jean-Paul Van Heck had one as well, didn't he? And to me, it never felt like any of those chances individually looked like they were going to end in a goal.
Head to SerieAChronicles.com/Patreon now and subscribe to the Chronicles Tifosi Patreon membership with a free 7-day trial. Get early access to every full-length episode and voice note before the rest of the world. Plus, all episodes are 100% ad-free. And you get bonus Patreon-only exclusive episodes, video episodes, and behind-the-scenes extras. Also, be sure to join the new chat community in the Patreon app and chat with fellow subscribers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.